Tom O'Connor from Al Siegel Community of Agencies. How you doing?
Great, Dino. Good to see you.
Tis the season.
It is.
It's just one season.
February. We're here. We call it February because we've got those just one blue envelopes. We've got 500,000 of them. They're going to be going out into mailboxes.
You should have them anytime now, right?
Sure. If you don't have them, you can go to alsiegel.org and get one. But we're underway with just one. 33rd year.
That's a brilliant idea, by the way. You know, who came up with that?
I do.
I think it was before your time.
It was before my time. Yeah, it was before my time. As a matter of fact, at the time, the Ad Council, which is now known as CauseWave Community Partners, but the Ad Council assisted us with it. Mm-hmm. And my understanding is there was a group of folks around the room who were talking about, we're trying to raise some money for Al Siegel. We were a couple $100,000 short on a capital campaign at that time. And I think it was, I'm not positive, but it might have been Jerry Infantino who said, why don't we take an envelope and just ask people to give just $1? Because if everybody in the community could give $1, we'd come up with that shortfall. And everybody said, well, wait a minute, you're gonna put an envelope in the mail and you're going to mail it to houses and you're going to ask for just $1. And you really think people are going to do that? And the great story is that we got approval from the board to do it, mm-hmm. and we printed the envelopes and we started out with about 80,000.
Right.
But the postal worker comes in on Monday. Now, these went out on, let's say, a Thursday or a Friday.
Uh-huh.
And on Monday, the postal worker comes in with a bag of envelopes. And the assumption was that these were just returns maybe for bad addresses.
Right, 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 right.
But he comes in and he says, no, these are actual returns for your donations. And apparently everybody in the room was just floored. And then he said, I got a couple more out in the car.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it was an idea that really, really resonated. And I think it resonated because anybody could give just $1.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And,
it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah. And for what it is, right, to help Al Siegel Community of Agencies to be able to say, you know, it's $1, but it goes to help inclusion. It helps people with disabilities and special needs that are served by our member agencies each day. Those dollars stay right here. Mm-hmm. It's a vital program. And at this point, it's grown to a place where I think people actually wait to hear the jingle and recognize, hey, it's February,
as
we
call it. I just did the spot last week.
Isn't it awesome?
Yeah,
exactly.
It's a great spot. So if people aren't familiar with the Al Siegel Community of Agencies, there's more than one. You are an umbrella over which agencies?
Sure. So I like to think, Dino, I like to think of us more as kind of connective tissue versus an umbrella over.
You know? Right.
Just, we're friends. We talk about this, right? Yeah. But I like to think of it that way because what it is, it's a collaboration of human service agencies. We have 7 member agencies, and I'll list those. But then we also have affiliate agencies, and then we have tenants who lease space with us. And Al Siegel,
right,
as a company, we provide unique spaces. The buildings, we're a nonprofit to do that. Then we also have a foundation that raises money to support our member agencies.
Right.
So those agencies that you may know are CP Rochester, Empowering People's Independence, Medical Motor Service, National MS Society, Rochester Hearing and Speech Center, Rochester Rehabilitation, and Starbridge. So,
right.
So those are the member agencies. We raise funds for them and with them. And then we have 2 affiliates, the Arkham Monroe, Mary Cariola Children's Center, or Mary Cariola Center at this point. And then we've got another 14 or 15 agencies that we refer to as neighbors who lease space and take advantages of the space that we have. We've got 6 campuses, about 650,000 square feet of real estate, all of it nonprofit, leased to nonprofits, and all in the business of providing human services or supporting people who are maybe underserved or underrepresented in our community.
Last time we talked, well, you just celebrated 60 years, right?
Yeah.
Last time we were talking, you were expanding though, right?
Yeah. We are growing. As a matter of fact, in the last couple of years, we've built the Golisano Autism Center. We've built, through a new partnership with the University of Rochester, we've done the Golisano Pediatric Behavioral Health Building. So we are growing, and we've got more room to grow, and we've got some other ideas and things that we're working on for 2023. At this time, we're still kind of formulating what those strategic plans will be and working on the development of them.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that's a lot under your connective tissue there. I wanted to say umbrella. You know, it's hard to break habits.
Oh, no, and I do that because I want people to understand that this isn't, you know, there isn't like an overseeing entity, but it really is. It's this idea of achieving more together and being able to collaborate,
right,
you know.
Right.
In some cases, you would look at an organization and say, well, do they make all the rules or what have you? No, that's not it. Each agency's independent. independent. They have their own operating budgets, their own leadership, but we're a connector of all of it.
Yeah, like I talked to Jeff Sinzabuck from EPI last week, right? Yeah. We did the event on Friday night.
Great guy.
Yeah.
And a great organization.
So now, so they have a bunch of residential under their...
Yes,
you
they
know.
Do.
So, do you are you involved with that, or you just help maintain
we,
it, or
no, we help? We what we do is we help raise funds for EPI.
Uh-huh.
So we help raise funds. We do co-branding together. Jeff participates in what Al Siegel has an agency directors meeting on a monthly basis. He participates in that, and then they also have a seat on our board, so they have influence on the strategic planning for Al Siegel. But yes, we do help. We just finished actually providing new headquarters for EPI
right.
over the last year and a half. So they've got a new home on our Wolk campus that took us a few years to do in terms of development, but that's where they're now located. And then on the residential side, they
I think he was adding
that.
Another residential
yes,
to BC,
yeah,
he was telling me
that,
last week.
Yeah. Yeah, they're growing that portion of the business. And to the extent if they need it, we will certainly, you know, operate or offer to help. But in some cases, they do that on their own or they farm that out depending on what it is as far as the residents go.
Right. And then you guys just celebrated Rochester Hearing and Speech's 100th.
100 years in
wow.
existence. Yeah. Yeah. Which, you know, is truly incredible when you think about the breadth of services that they've offered. It's not just hearing aids. It's, you know, it's early interventions. It's speech, language and therapy. And they've been doing it for so long that, you know, I think in some cases people just kind of take it for granted that it's
sure.
here,
yeah.
particularly when you look at the influx of competitive hearing.
And it's getting more competitive.
It is, much
now
more so.
You see it on TV.
All
you can,
the time.
You know,
right.
for $200.
Yeah, right, right. Which I would just say, you know, make sure you have a professional
doing
evaluation.
I take a hearing test on my phone, right?
Yeah, that's right, exactly. But they do great work, and they've got three locations. Their primary location or their headquarters is at 1000 Elmwood Avenue. But they've got offices in Webster and in Greece. And they, you know, their staff is just so well trained. And I always say, you know, they're a not-for-profit, but that doesn't mean that they're not qualified. They're more than qualified.
Right.
It just means that they can stay competitive in that landscape.
Right, right, right. So the Just One campaign is kicked off the month of February. What other, I mean, you guys are raising money all the time. You need to raise money all the time when
right.
you have
yeah.
that much going on. What else we have coming up in February?
Yeah,
I know you're busy.
Yeah, so we've got Just One Day, and that's taking place with a number of schools that are area schools here that are taking part in that. So we're collecting donations and raising awareness for Al Siegel's mission. In all, there's going to be nearly 2,000 future community leaders who will join together to celebrate our vision of achieving more together. That's on February 3rd. And then on
that just happened then.
Yep, just mm-hmm. happened. And then on February 9th, we've got teams of volunteers who are going to be competing to see who can raise the most money through bragging rights for most donated tips at just one night.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah, there you go, right? So that's a bartending event at Ponte Vino on the Avenue. And for years, the Al Siegel Council, which is our young professionals group, has challenged our Al Siegel Board of Governors and our trustees to this competition. It's a lot of friendly fun.
I've been in it many times.
Yeah, you've done very well. And I, you know, it's really great, as you know, to be able to bring people back together. We
right.
were doing these kinds of things here for the last few years virtually. And as much as I like staying connected,
yeah.
It's not the same as seeing people face to face and being able to, you know, just
plus Ponte Vino on the Ave. That's a big bar.
It's
so
a
we
big
can,
room.
You know,
yeah.
we used to do it in a much smaller space. And,
right.
You know, but
yeah.
this will be a good place to do it.
A lot of room for people to gather, a lot of parking and ease in and out, accessibility for anyone who
and
wants
I've,
to participate.
I've been told I can only serve beer and wine. The mixed drinks are left to the pros.
That's probably safe for all of us,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah,
I think
yeah.
so.
I'm a heavy pourer, I guess. So what else? What are we doing the golf tournament again?
Yeah, we will be doing the golf tournament again. We'll be back at Midvale in June, so we'll be doing that. And we've got a ski event coming up. So that's
that's right. Yeah,
yeah. yeah so
you
that's,
moved it. You had to move it out of January because there was no snow.
I know. Would you ever think that in Rochester, New York, we wouldn't have enough ski or enough snow to do a ski event in January?
I had it on our community calendar.
Yeah,
and I got a email from I think Christine.
Right.
She goes, can you change it? It's going to be in February now because there's no snow.
Yeah, yeah. So we're doing a lift for abilities, and that'll be on Friday, February 17th at Hunt Hollow Ski Club.
Great place.
Yeah, it is. It's wonderful. This is only our second year doing it, but we're really excited. We had a great time last year. Guests can enjoy an afternoon of open ski and lunch, and there's refreshments and music as well. There's an adaptive recreation program there with Sportsnet, which it's
cool.
a joint venture for us, so people can participate in that. And and actually ride a ski sled down. If you're not comfortable skiing or
snowboarding, easy on my knees because that's how I ended up tearing my ACL
right.
with skiing.
So this is the way we're going to keep you out of any kind of harm's way. And I can tell you, I did it last year for the very first time. So I wanted to see and feel what it was to be on a sit ski. They've got volunteers who do this every weekend as part of the Sportsnet program. It's an adaptive ski program.
Yeah.
But it was just so much fun.
I bet.
And I'll tell you, if you've got any adrenaline junkie in you whatsoever, it does satisfy that. It's a lot of fun.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was great.
You actually sit right. Do you have the things on your hands?
So what happens is you sit in it and you're really strapped in, and then the volunteers who are really experts, these are all folks who know how to ski very well. They help you ski down. So you lean and you can feel what it feels like to be, on the mountain without having to have the physical ability to do it. The ski allows you to do it. But for me, it was awesome. And you're just, you're only a foot or two off the ground.
Right.
So you really feel like you're moving really, really fast.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. What's the date on that?
So that's February 17th at Hunt Hollow. And that's in the afternoon. So
yeah, we'll it's a Friday. Right?
Friday. Yep. Yeah. So in the afternoon into the evening, but we'll certainly be out of there before, the whole weekend gets underway.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful place. It's right down, you go around to Naples and shoot over. It's the end of Honey Oil Lake.
Yeah.
Kind of, sort of.
It is.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous, and it's a great lodge and great, great facilities. So it's, and it's, like I said, second year that we've been there, but everything just keeps improving. So it's awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. What else can you tell us about the agency? What are we looking forward to in 2023 here?
Yeah, so 2023, one of the things I'd say, Dino, is what we're up against is the challenges of this community, right?
Right.
We've got more and more mental health concerns. We've got issues in terms of transportation. Medical Motor Service is one of our longtime agencies celebrating over 100 years. It's an organization that, quite frankly, is up against it. With rising fuel prices coming out of the pandemic, it's an agency that needs support, but I can't imagine a community that doesn't have Medical Motor Service in it.
So
these are the kinds of things that what we're working on is raising the awareness of some of the challenges.
How many vehicles do you have? You told me one time.
Yeah, so they have 125 vehicles in their fleet, and they do fleet management as well. So they take care of other, they take care of their own fleet, but they take care of others. And they're a DOT oversight agency, so they have to comply with all the DOT regulations. But like every industry, and not an exception for our agencies. We've got, labor shortage challenges.
I was just going to say, do you need drivers and stuff?
Yeah, we need drivers. We need, we need entry-level employees. We need mid-level employees. And this is across the board within the agencies. These are the things that we're talking about. So those are the things that we're working on in terms of advocacy and raising awareness, doing things like this to say, hey, folks, if you're looking to make a career change, maybe you've recently retired and you're looking for something new to do.
We're
always looking for volunteers. We're always looking for more help. And that's, that's the...
Is that all on your website?
It is, yeah. So they can go to alsiegel.org and learn more about it. And we certainly communicate to all the other agencies, opportunities as well. So those are the things that we're really pushing on for this year, is to make people aware that, nonprofits in this community do so much great work, but so much of it happens through volunteers and for folks who can, maybe you're looking for a second career or another opportunity to grow.
Right. Well, like you said, retirement. You had to mention that, right?
Yeah. well, we've all got to think about it sometime, right?
Well,
it doesn't mean we have to go there yet.
I'm not that far,
You've got
some. Sometimes.
You've got time.
They'll throw my ass out of here one of these days.
We need you here, Dino. We need you here.
I don't know about
you're an institution.
Need, I don't know.
That's
a strong word. But alsiegel.org.
Yep.
Look for your Just One in the mail. And you can send two or three if you want.
You can. And the other thing you can do is if you need to, you can also text to 56651.
Oh, really?
Alsiegel. And just text Alsiegel to 56651, and you can donate that way as well.
Oh, cool. Yeah. We'll put that up on my Facebook and stuff like that.
Wonderful.
Because I always do my birthday thing.
Yes, you do.
Because it's coming up. The Just One... bartending gig is usually on my birthday.
Yes, it is.
Missed it by 2 days this year.
It's a cause for celebration no matter what. Don't you celebrate your birthday all month?
Yeah, it's pretty much. Okay. Yeah, it's a short month.
Yeah, so, it is.
But
it is.
That Just One will be at the Pane Vino this Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah, the 9th.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Hope to see a lot of friends there and be able to. I'm going to watch you not do
I'm
a heavy
doing,
pour.
I'm doing the 7 to 7:30 shift.
All right. I'm going to.
But it starts at like 5.
It does. Yeah. And I'm going to have to jump in on your shift.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, am I on your team? Do we know yet?
I have no idea what the teams are yet, but that doesn't mean they'll sort it out for us.
So alsiegel.org, Just One. or just 100, it's fine. That works too.
Well, we just want to say thank you regardless.
Yes, and then come out and see us on Thursday night at Ponte Vino on the Ave in Pittsford. And Tom O'Connor, thank you for coming in.
Dino, thanks for having me.
And we'll see you on Thursday.
Sounds great.